Good morning. We're continuing Chiyot Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Chavos, Siman Tes. We mentioned the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch, that the Gemara is referring to taking a garment which has become moist, become wet through dew, etc., or snow, and shaking it off is going to be a problem of Toda of Malabin. Rashi says, however, that the Gemara is referring to taking a garment which has dust in it and shaking it off. Rashi agrees with the approach of the Shulchan Aruch, however, that this is not automatically true. Taking a beggar which is dark and it's new, so the person is not comfortable with the dust which is on it, it bothers him. As the beggar gets older, a certain amount of the luster of the garment changes anyway. It loses some of its luster. A certain amount of dust gets embedded in the garment. So at that point in time, a person is not knocked, but picture a brand new black hat, which a person is careful to remove all of the dust, etc., to an older black hat. So the color fades. A certain amount of dust gets embedded into it. It's very hard to remove it. You have to go through a whole cleansing process to get it out. So he puts it in a place which is dusty. He gets a little bit of dust on it. He's not necessarily going to run to remove the dust. As opposed to a brand new black hat, a person is careful to remove that as quickly as possible. So because the person is makbid on it, is considered a real tikkun to the garment when you remove it. So even though it's not done with water, and it's not done with shifshuf, it's just blowing it off, etc., would be, or shaking it off, that's going to be usher to do. Upshita yede kli shekaren burst, which is a brush, refreshes, a matelka, which I'm not sure exactly what that is, some type of a shmat, I think. So that a person cannot do that, because that's much more akin to the process of kiskus, of rubbing it. And that arguably, according to everybody, would be usur. The Mishnah points out, the Shulchan Aruch does not understand the Gemara like this, and according to the Shulchan Aruch, this case might not exist. But Halacha L'maaseh Ashkenazim, we pass him like this Rashi, Ramad quotes the Rashi, that one would do so, a person would be chayiv for chilul Shabbos. It's mamish, a full-fledged chilul Shabbos. Can you ask a non-Jew to do it for you? So we have a machlokes over here, whether this is a deraisa or a derabanan. So in regards to this, Amir Lakham, can you argue that, according to Shulchan Aruch, it's not deraisa, or maybe it's not even derabanan? So at worst, I should allow a non-Jew to ask to do it because of Kavanah Briyos. So Mishnah Berurah said you can rely on the Shulchan Aruch that this case is not usur, midaraisa, maybe not even the Rabbanon, and ask a non-Jew to do it for you because of Kavanah Briyos, etc. The Mishnah also points out that according to Rashi, that we have this concern that one is not allowed to brush off the dirt, the dust on one's black hat or black suit, etc. One should not place the garment in a place where it will gather dust, lest one come to do this. So a person comes into shul, and the davening chakras, they take their black hat off, and they put it in the coat room on the shelf. And then they go to daven, and they come back, and they see that there is dust on their on their hat, because they put it on a spot which is dusty, so they might come to brush it off, which one is not allowed to do so. According to Rashi, it's a chiyuv. So one should not have put that hat there. The chachila person should be makbid to put the hat only in a place which is clean, or if there's no clean place, but to wipe it off beforehand. So this way, they put the hat there. We're not concerned about the hat becoming dusty and then the person being tempted and forgetting that it's also to brush a hat. So halacha l'maaseh, for Ashkenazim, one should not be brushing their hat on Shabbos. We assume that the average person looks at their hat as something which is still their makbanan, and therefore it would be considered a tikkun to do so. And then we're dealing with a question of a deraisa. Fishu yudanu ad kama nikra chadosh chintzorach lizor bekulam. How new is new? That's a hard question. We don't know exactly what that means, what Chazal had in mind when they say new. Therefore, a person in general should be makbid in any bag. Now, in the Pesukim, Shemur points out that the Shemur does not mention this point. The Mishnah points out that none of the Achronim besides the Chiyot mentioned this point. And therefore he says that Mikra, then one can be Samech Lekula, like the other Shitas, that a person has the right to declare this is no longer Chadosh, and I'm not Makbet on it. But it would be the Chachila preferred to be Makbet, like the Chayotim says, and a person can ask a non-Jew to do it for them. Have a good day.